just start with that. Greetings, kingdoms, greeting. I have to switch my language because I've been I've been talking in Creole in the past 2 weeks nonstop. So I gotta bear with me, okay? I tell you, we have a lot of reason to be excited about our God. I don't know about you, but I remember there was a song that says, I'm not gonna let the rock praise me. It's an old rock, Ron Canole song. I'm not gonna let the rocks out praise me. I'm not gonna let the rocks out praise me. You know? I'm not. I am gonna praise my King. I'm gonna get excited about Jesus. I'm gonna get excited about God, about the kingdom, because God lives, you know? I've seen the past 2 weeks, once again, I've seen people with pretty much nothing filled of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. So I'm like, man, God, we have no excuse because at least we have electricity. The first 3 nights I was in Haiti, I didn't see electricity. I couldn't sleep because it was hot inside and outside. Praise God, you know. Praise God in every season. Man, guys, the flags here. Come on now. I've got 3 chairs here. But here, this is Faith Promise Week, and the cards. Did we collect the cards already? No, we're doing that today, so it's between you and God. Let us show the videos of for Faith Promise once again. Is it ready?
Restoration right. Network International has been administering Faith Promise missions giving for many years. Each year in September, the congregation and ministries of R&I conduct a Faith Promise missions offering. The pledges that are received become the missions budget for the following year. All administrative costs are covered by the network, while the money released throughout the year through Faith Promise is given to like-minded groups and pastors to continue their work of reaching their countries and communities for Jesus. At Holy Spirit's direction, instead of preparing and sending missionaries from the United States to other countries, R&I seeks out international groups and leaders who are already reaching their nations and partner with them by using Faith Promise funds to support their work. If you are watching this video and are part of a Restoration Network congregation, you should have an opportunity to make a Faith Promise in September. Your pastor will pass out cards and ask you to pray about how much God desires to release through you for cross-cultural missions. On your Faith Promise Sunday, you can write this amount on your card and turn it in. All the cards in all of the congregations will be collected and counted, and the R&I Apostolic Council will allocate and distribute the funds. Working together through Faith Promise Missions Giving allows us as a network to impact the nations with the good news of Jesus Christ. We invite each of you to participate as an instrument God is using to further His purpose and plans throughout the world.
Pass them already? You give them? Okay, well, come up here. Let's pray. Do you have our cards? Everybody had got a Faith Promise card? You're going to pass out? Do you have ours? No, we're just going to drop it. I'm just going to pray for it. Come up here. Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to pray for the commitment you're taking between you and God. We don't have ours physically, but we have it. You know, we will continue to support missions. I mean, this year, we've got 4 new churches under our network in Haiti by itself. You know, our ministry schools. I mean, I've got a group in Germany that has been slowly giving towards it, but it's growing. And when I talk to them about, hey, guys, can you help us with an extra $100? They're like, we can't. So we need more teachers. I'm hoping to go down. You know, all that costs a lot of money. So our money is helping a lot of people. Next week, I'm going to have a video of the things I've done in the past 2 weeks in Haiti. Some school. I mean, there's a school with, you see it. I'll tell you next week. But yeah, God doesn't need our money. He needs our hearts, because everything we have is from him. All right? So we're going to pray. Father, we come to you today together as a congregation, being part of Restoration Network International Ministries. God, thank you for what you're doing. And we acknowledge that we have everything. And Lord, we take a pledge between us and you to give, not our tithe, not our offering, but it's a special faith promise. Some of us might even promise money we don't have. But it's because we live by faith. We don't live by a checkbook. We don't live by what's coming, but we believe as your people, you will continue to provide. You would continue to just take care of us. And therefore, we want to be part of what you're doing in the Philippines, what you're doing in Ukraine, what you're doing in the United States, what you're doing in Haiti and other places. We want to be part of it, God. In Chile, what you're doing in Trinidad, what you're doing in Montenegro, in India, what you're doing in Hong Kong, and even what you're doing in Virginia Beach and Chesapeake through Christ Pregnancy Center. God, we want to be good stewards, and we bless your name for another great year to sow into mission. In Jesus' name, if you agree, you say amen. 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 Awesome. And then we have another video, right? That's for the ladies? Yeah, okay, well, won't you come up here? Won't you just do that? I'll just let Kendra speak for the ladies, and that way.
So we have a few pictures, ladies on the lawn, first of all, and those who gave that were a part of it but couldn't be there to that event. We raised money to send back to the women's group in L'Église Kankai in Haiti, and we made over 35, 40 kits, I think. Mm-hmm. And so everybody got one. So here's a few pictures. There's only three or four pictures. Yes, this is them meeting together, and then there's two pictures of them making the kits, the food and hygiene kits. So that was such a blessing. And then there's also a video that they sent. It's in Creole. I don't know if you can roll that.
Club d'âme, l'église Virginia. Nous-mêmes, Club d'âme, l'église Kayankai, Haïti. Nous comptons recevoir avec cœur ouvert vos cadeaux que Club d'âme a partagé ensemble avec nous. Nous prions bon Dieu pour lui jeter bénédiction sur nous, pour nous gagner plus toujours, pour nous partager avec l'autre monde. Et que bon Dieu continue à protéger nous. Et toute équipe là a remercié nous. Et
merci. So they were super happy. They were just saying that the club in Kayankai receives with whole hearts the gift that you sent to them. And for God to bless you more so that you can continue to bless the body of Christ. And then they all said, thank you, merci. And then they sent a gift back to us. So I don't know if I'll stand here in the middle, if maybe a few of us would like to come and open the gift, because I really don't know what's in here.
I mean, it's almost
your birthday. Okay, yeah, yeah. So let's open it together. So let's see. I'm not sure what's in here. I feel like we need to sit on the floor.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of them.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Oh, it looks like I get to pass out these for all the ladies. Let's open one.
Open one?
I want to open one. This one will be mine or yours. Oh, it looks like they made jewelry. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my. Let's pass them out.
Okay.
Oh, we're
going
to do that right now or after. Will that take up too much time?
No.
Okay, let's do it. I'll grab a couple. Oh, this is so cool. Awesome. We'll hand all the ladies.
Way to go, Kayankai. Way to go. Way to go.
Wow. That's good. That's good. like that. Everybody got one? All the ladies got one?
Ladies that participated, and I saw some men helped as well. So thank you so, so, so much. It was such a blessing, and then we get blessed in return. Very awesome.
Thank you, baby. Let's give God a round of applause. He does great things. Jesus Christ. Amen. I tell you, three weeks ago, I talked about what the church looks like, what the church sounds like, is debatable. But one thing that is non-debatable, non-negotiable, and we all need to agree on that, is the church belongs to Jesus Christ. And the church, God is doing great things. My prayer is that, I tell you, man, I told you before I went to Haiti, I heard the church there was having two services. And me, when I was there, I did everything so I could have three services. And now they're just doing it because, you know, there's growth and joy in the midst of terrible situation, political situation. The country is very unstable, very unsafe, but God is there. You know, the people don't have much, but they share, you know. So I was very blessed. I'll tell you more about it next week. But you know what? Of course, PK is like, I don't want to talk. I don't have to talk. But please, come on up here, PK. I want to hear you. Come say something. I am so happy to have him. Welcome, PK. I'll give you 2 minutes.
Check one. There we go. All right, 2 minutes starts now.
Now.
First off, Nancy texted me this morning. She said, make sure you greet everybody, says hi. But you know, she's everywhere. I don't know if you thought about it or not, but her voice was the one that narrated the video. Okay? So she's here. She's watching you. Yeah. It's all knowing. You know? But she sends greetings to church. I would encourage you ladies that got the gift to get together right after the service and record a thank you back to, when you go into a cross-cultural missions, you saw my picture in some of these things, it changes you because you realize that God is moving in many different peoples, in many different ways, all around the earth. And it's just a fellowship that happens, and it's good. So I want to thank you for participating in Faith Promise. Thank you very much. God is growing our network. I don't know if I mentioned anything, but you know, there was some places that we are that aren't on the video, and I want to do another video about just RNI Global, because we're now in Ukraine and in Russia, and there's a church planting movement in Germany. So we're probably about 20 congregations larger than we were last time I was here.
Hallelujah.
Then, you know, Ricardo mentioned about congregations in Haiti. We want to, well, I don't know how you launch these things. It's just kind of happening. But Restoration Haiti is taking shape, and I would love to go down there. We will go down there eventually. But thanks for participating in Faith Promise. I did want to say something that felt like the Holy Spirit gave me, because the song that we sang, Ask for the Nations, Jesus was going about teaching, and he was healing people, and he was bringing deliverance to people. He was bringing life, but he looked at the people, the multitudes that were there, and he had compassion on them, not because they needed healing, not because they needed deliverance. He had compassion on them because they were like sheep, the Bible says, without a shepherd. How many of us go outside these doors and look at the people, the multitudes of people we look at, the multitudes of people, you know? I went to Wawa this morning up on Fentonville Parkway and got coffee because I hadn't had enough, okay? I was dry, it took me 2 hours to get in here. And But you know, there's people all around us. And how many of us look at those people like Jesus did, as sheep without a shepherd? You might be the shepherd that God is raising up, not to be a pastor, but to be a witness. And it's in that context that Jesus said, it was a teaching moment for his disciples. He said, look, guys, here's a whole group of people. They are like sheep without a shepherd. Ask and see that the Lord sends laborers unto the harvest. We as God's kingdom people are laborers for the harvest. We all have a mission field. I just encourage you to look around. To look around. Pastor Gerald said something that I think is very true. It's always stuck with me. He said, cross-cultural missions is the lifeblood of a congregation. Because you're giving money, you're giving resources, you're praying for people that really can't pay you back. They want to pay you back, just like these ladies did for the gift that was sent to them. People have a heart to give. You are participating in God's work across the world. And so, Ricardo, thank you for what you're doing here. You and Kendra are a blessing. Amen. Amen. So thanks for allowing me to speak.
Amen. Thank you, PK. All right. So let's get right to it. Please stay so we can eat together. All right. The church, I say the heartbeat of the church is home group. So I'm very excited to shape this week what home group's going to look like in LCC, all right? Remember, the church is not a growing number of people. We're not looking to fill this place. Well, it will happen in God's timing, God's way. But what we're looking for is, however many we are, to be intimately connected with the Holy Spirit, all right? So if you're able, come join me for prayer here on Tuesday. I've got two friends from Ohio. I just want you guys to say hi so they can see you, all right? I am shocked, man. You guys tell me later, what are you doing in Virginia Beach? All right? But it's so good to see you. They are from the Branch, Pastor Greg's church. It's one church that I grew up there in Ohio. When I was up there in August, that's where I talk. So it was good. I appreciate those people. They're part of their leadership up there. So raising sons and daughters is the most. Everybody. I know a lot of people, they spent tons of years on the mission field, and yet they do things, but then fail to raise sons and daughters. But me, I thank God, because I was born in Haiti, raised in Haiti, moved out of Haiti. God called me back into Haiti. I lived in Haiti as a missionary. So my mindset as a Haitian was completely different. And then God called me back to America, yeah. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American. I love America. So therefore, I see myself as a missionary. Because there is no way, I told God, there is no way I would leave Haiti to come here and live in America. No. Guys, I'm going to take you with me to the to my back of the hood, right? Is that how they say it? I have to take you in my backyard. And then you will say, man, you have reason, man. It's beautiful there. The water is nice, surfing, man, I tell you. I thought of you last week, Dan. But I am so thankful to the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ for allowing me to raise sons and daughters. I saw a church that we started with 16 people with now, 250? We just did a recount for members. We committed. I'm thinking about maybe doing this here too, because I want people to commit. I'm committed to you. Are you committed to me? I want to know if we're in this relationship together. So, coming up. Anyhow, I am just so excited today for the first time to present to you one of my spiritual sons. I ordained and licensed two of them, but one of them was able to fly in with me. So put your hands together as we receive my son, Blackwell Zuyazi. Yes, sir. Welcome, buddy. Preach it like you mean it. I told him I won't translate his introductions.
So he's got
He's on his own. But I have to translate for the rest
of you. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm Blackwell Jumerzil. I'm from Haiti to house church.
From?
Yeah, from house to house church. I'm married. I have 5 years of marriage. I have a beautiful wife and a beautiful son. I am so happy to be with you. I thank God he's here.
Mm, yeah. Amen.
The name of Jesus is hallowed in this place. Mm. And I bless the Lord for you today. My beautiful wife and little son, my church too, sends you his greetings. Pastor Watney Sina is greeting you today. I honor to be with you. My spiritual father and mother, Pastor Ricardo and Kendra, so proud to have them. My pastor will be my interpreter today because I speak English a little. when you speak with me.
That's good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I like to declare this word. Lord, whatever you're doing in the seasons, please don't do it without me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Come on now.
Whatever. And the song, Lord, whatever you're doing in the seasons, please don't do it without me.
That's right, man.
Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in the seasons, please don't do it without me.
That's right, Lord God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't do it with this church.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Jodia.
So, do you need me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I stretched him. I said, dude, man, you got to try. Did he do good?
Okay. Jodia, moi, je voulais parler ensemble avec nous.
Today, I want to talk to you about.
De plan bon Dieu.
The subject of my message is the plan of God
pour l'église lui.
For his church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jésus-Christ déclaré dans Matthieu 16 verset 18.
Jesus said in Matthew 16 verse 18.
À propos d'une question qu'il t'a posée.
He asked a question to his disciples.
Il t'a demandé qui est-ce?
He asked his disciples who
nous tendez yo dit moi.
Do you think who do, what do you hear they're saying about me?
Et il y a un pile dans disciples qui t'a répondre.
There are many of the disciples that were answering.
À travers ça, ils entendaient de Jésus.
They were answering according to what they heard of Jesus.
Mais il y a un disciple qui c'est Pierre.
But there is one of the disciples, Peter,
qui te répond.
He answered.
Où c'est?
You are
petit, the son bon Dieu vivant.
Of living God. You are the son of the living God.
Et Jésus-Christ lui déclare, lui dit.
And Jesus declared and he said.
Ou même Pierre.
You, Peter.
Sous roche ça,
on that rock, on the rock,
m'a bâti l'église.
Moi. I will build my church.
Jésus-Christ déclare, il dit, m'a bâti l'église.
Jesus declares saying, I will build my church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Et en yen pap kakrasen.
And nothing, the gates of hell can't prevail against it.
Dans 1 Pierre 2 verset 6, parce que Pierre te recevoir révélation ça.
In 1 Peter 2 verse 6. Peter received the revelation, and he said,
Behold, I lay in Zion a chief, cornerstone, elect preachers, and he who believes on him will be one means be put to shame. Il dit, moun sa pap jam desu, lè li mette confiance nan mwen.
He says, those who put their trust in me will never fail.
Et c'est Jésus qui déclare ça.
And Jesus declared that.
Et matin, il y a une bagaille qui important que moi voulais dire.
And this morning, one of the important thing I want you to catch.
Nous chaque qui là, nous représentons l'église Christ là.
Each one of you here represent the Church of Christ.
Et Jésus-Christ l'a construit l'église à travers vous-même.
Jesus is building his church through you.
L'église n'est pas un bâtiment.
The church is not a building.
Là, c'est un espace côté que nous venons pour nous adorer bon Dieu.
This is a place where we come to worship the Lord.
Mais l'église Jésus-Christ là,
but the church of Christ,
c'est moi-même.
It's me.
C'est vous-même.
It's you.
Et c'est chaque grain de monde qui croit en Jésus-Christ à travers le monde là.
It's each person who believes in Jesus Christ throughout the world.
Jésus-Christ déclare, il dit, moi c'est fondation.
Jesus declares saying, I am the foundation. Alleluia. Of the church.
Dans 1 Corinthiens 3 verset 11,
in 2 Corinthians 3 verse
11, il dit pas gagnon l'autre qui ca remplacer fondation ça.
Jesus says there is no one else that can lay another foundation. I am the foundation.
Alléluia.
Alléluia.
Et dans 1 Pierre, il dit que nous-mêmes nous c'est roche vivant.
In 1 Peter it says we are living rocks, living stones. He is the living stone.
Les a construit un bâtiment.
When you're building a building,
ils mettaient plusieurs blocs ensemble.
They lay blocks on blocks.
Et c'est chaque bloc ça yo qui vient
on stones, and those stones assemble together.
Yeah, qui vient faire bâtiment en soi.
Make the building.
Et matin,
and this morning,
nous chaque,
let me tell you, each
nous,
of you,
nous gain gros valeur.
You have great values.
Non, corps Christ là.
In the body of Christ.
Parce que c'est nous-mêmes qui construit l'église Christ là.
Because God is using each of you as blocks to build his church.
Nous pas construire selon propre idée nous.
You're not going to build the church according to your own standard or your ideas.
Mais nous construire sur rock solide là qui c'est Jésus-Christ.
We're going to build the church on the solid rock, the foundation who is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nous-mêmes qui sommes roches vivants dans l'église Christ là.
We are living stones in the church of Christ.
Jésus-Christ ben nous conditions pour nous capables vivre.
Jesus gave us a condition, I mean the principles for us to live.
Et plan bon Dieu pour l'église là.
The plan of God for his church.
C'est on l'église qui a restauré.
God wants the church to be a church.
C'est on l'église qui a grandi dans maturité.
God wants the church to be a church that is growing in maturity.
C'est on l'église qui met école à part pour vivre dans intimité avec Dieu.
God wants the church to be set apart to live in intimacy with him.
Et nous chaque qui là matin qui symbolise l'église Christ là.
Each of us here this morning that symbolize the church of Christ.
Nous besoin vivre selon parole bon Dieu.
We have to live according to the word of God.
Moi va le partager ensemble avec nous un passage qui c'est une clé.
I'm going to share with you one of the key verses.
Moi connais gien pile monde qui connaît passage ça.
There's a lot of you who you already know this verse.
Et des fois qui même réciter le par cœur.
Some of you might even know it by heart.
Mais c'est un passage qui gagne en pile bagaille qui vraiment important pour la vie nous.
But that verse is very 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 important for your life.
Hallelujah. C'est Psaume premier.
Psalm 100.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 1. Excuse me. Psalm 1. Mm-hmm. Psalm 1. Mm-hmm. Psalm chapter 1. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Happy are those who reject the advice of the evil people.
Now stands in the path of sinners.
Who do not follow the example of sinners.
Not sit in the seat of the scornful.
Or join those who have no use for God.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Instead, they find joy in obeying the law of the Lord.
And his law he meditates day and night.
And they study it day and night.
He shall be like a tree.
They are like trees
planted by the rivers of water
that grow beside a stream
that brings forth its fruit and its seasons. Uh-huh. Amen.
Go ahead, you're doing good, man. I forgot you're reading.
Hallelujah.
I had no. I thought he's reading.
Hallelujah.
That doesn't sound like real. Go ahead.
Okay. Passa ça, c'est une clé.
This verse here is a key.
C'est une clé pour la vie.
It's a key for your life.
Et c'est un conseil que bon Dieu ba au matin.
And this is one of the things God wants you to grab hold of this morning.
Passa ça a commencé par une bénédiction.
You see, this chapter begins with a blessing.
Il dit bien-aimé.
It says blessed, happy are those.
C'est premier mot que qui commence qui introduit
the,
passage ça.
The first word that begin with the chapter is happy are those. Happy.
Bon Dieu fait une invitation à l'homme pour yo heureux.
God wants everybody to be blessed.
Et plan bon Dieu pour l'église d'hier, c'est une église qui est heureux.
And the plan of God for his church is to have a blessed church, a happy church.
Hallelujah. Secret que bon Dieu partage dans passage ça.
The secret God share with us in this verse.
Il est divisé en deux phases.
We can it goes two ways.
Premièrement, c'est le rejet de tout ça qui mal.
First of all, you have to reject everything that is not in God's line, everything that's evil.
Et deuxièmement, c'est le plaisir divin.
And the secondly is to find delight in knowing him. Divine, find delight in divine.
Yeah. Heureux, c'est un mot qui gagne une grande signification.
Blessed has lots of meaning.
C'est un monde qui gagne une joie intérieure, une joie qui en donne.
Someone who's happy has inner peace, has inner joy.
Et qui pas capable affecté par les circonstances de la vie.
A blessed person, their joy cannot be affected by circumstances that surrounds them.
Et c'est une raison, le passage en lui dit la joie Seigneur c'est force.
That's why it says in God's word the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Parce que bon Dieu pas bail la joie même Jean monde là bail.
God doesn't give us joy the way the world gives us joy.
Et c'est une raison les situations difficiles yo vini.
That's why when the circumstances are when trials and tribulation comes,
la joie sorti dans Seigneur.
The joy that comes from the Lord is your strength.
Et c'est une raison qui qu'a fait surmonter.
That's why when you have your joy in the Lord, your strength in the Lord, when hardship comes, you will be able to sustain it.
Hallelujah. Dans verset premier, il y a trois verbes qui intéressent nous.
There's three verbs in the first verse here in Psalm chapter 1.
Première, c'est marcher.
The first one is to walk.
Deuxième, c'est camper.
The second one is to stand.
Et troisième dans c'est chita.
The third one is to sit.
C'est trois bagages que nous faisons chaque jour dans la vie nous.
We do that all the time, every day, each day. We what? Walk,
yeah.
Stand,
yeah.
And we sit.
Trois bagages qui décrit la vie nous dans tout ça nous faisons.
Those three words describe our lives pretty much every day. We do them.
Et une bagage dans passage Jean trois versets ça lit en parallèle avec trois autres mots.
Those three words are in parallel with three other words in the same chapter.
Marcher lit en parallèle avec mot ça qui c'est impie.
Walk is in parallel with like impurity,
yeah.
Or like being evil.
Yeah. Stand ou bien et camper lit en rapport avec ça qui pécheur.
Péché.
Péché, yeah.
Péché,
yeah.
Péché,
yeah.
Alright, so I don't do that quite often, so I gotta make sure he knows what he's saying. What I'm saying. So stand goes in parallel with sin. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Sin.
Yeah. Et chita li en rapport avec moqueur.
Moqueur,
yeah.
Okay. So then and then the word sit goes in the same line with mockers. Mockers? Scoffers, yeah. Scoffers, mockers. Do not walk with sinners.
Yeah.
Don't sit, don't stand but with sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, what's the other one? Evil sinners and don't stand with mockers.
Yeah. Attention, parole là pas dit pour nous rejeter moun sa yo.
See, the word of God does not tell us to reject sinners.
Mais il dit piga nous imiter.
But he told us, the word says, do not imitate their behavior.
Premier élément bonheur que bon Dieu parlait dans passage ça.
The first element in happiness God talks about in this passage.
C'est que nous besoin dépouiller nous de tout ça qui
mal. We have to get rid of the world within us.
Parce que l'église, bon Dieu, a les besoins saints.
Because the church of Christ must be holy.
Parce que Jésus-Christ a déclaré nous besoin saints, même Jean moi-même, moi saint.
Because Jesus declared, you must be holy as much as I am holy.
Yeah. Dans verset 2, il fait un parallèle.
In second verse, it does, there's a parallel again.
Entre un pied bois, il parlait de la vie chrétienne qui enraciné dans une source.
It talks about the life of the Christian that is indwelling in a source of water, living water.
Pied bois ça représente nous-mêmes, nous chaque là.
The tree here in verse 2 represent you and I.
Nous-mêmes qui recevons la vie Seigneur, la
those
vie Christ.
Of us that have been receiving the life of Christ.
David fait un parallèle yon métaphore agricole. Là nous parlons de agricole par exemple pied bois dans des jardins. OK? Pour le capable faire nous connaître que yon plante li besoin de l'eau pour grandir.
Here in this verse, David is helping us to understand that a tree needs water. So if a tree doesn't have water, therefore the tree will die. But then this tree here,
et pour grandir, faut que li capter, faut que li adapter avec yon source.
So this tree here is plugged or connected to a source of water.
Et c'est une raison qui fait nous te dire fondation l'église c'est Jésus-Christ.
So that's why at the beginning I told you the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ.
Et Jésus représente source dans la
and
vie nous chaque.
Jesus is the representation of the source of the living water in your life.
Sans Jésus-Christ, nous pas qu'à produire fruit.
You as the tree plugged into the source of Jesus Christ because without being plugged in Jesus Christ, you won't bear fruit.
Sans Jésus-Christ, la vie nous sèche.
Without Jesus Christ, your life will dry.
Jésus-Christ, c'est fondation l'église.
Jesus is the foundation of this church.
Pas guère sorti de là.
You can't, there's no more we can say. That's it. Jesus is the foundation.
Et c'est une raison qui fait Josué déclarer dans Josué 1er verset 7-8.
That's one of the reasons Joshua in declare in Joshua 1-8.
Que ce livre de la loi ne s'éloigne point de ta bouche.
Do not let the word of God apart from your mouth.
Ça veut dire, yon chrétien doit constamment coller dans la parole bon Dieu.
Meaning, you kingdom citizens must constantly be dwelling in God's word.
L'elle parlait de pécheur, c'est yon monde qui transgresse yon, ou bien qui désobéit avec yon principe.
A sinner is someone that violates a principle that is established in God's word.
Et dans passage ça l'elle parler de mon cœur, c'est moun qui a passé parole mon Dieu dans risib.
You see in Psalm 1 a sinner is someone that is violating God's word. A mocker is someone that is disrespecting God's word.
Et passage ça c'est un élément qui permet que nous-mêmes comme chrétiens nous protéger tête nous.
See now this verse in Psalm 1 can help you to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Protect yourself from sinners. Protect yourself from mockers.
Hallelujah. Et li important pour nous chaque qui là.
It's very important for each of us here.
Pour nous adapter dans parole bon Dieu.
Adapt your life with the word of God.
Paul a dit que Jésus-Christ l'a vini chercher yon l'église qui sanctifié, qui glorieuse.
The word says Christ will return to for a church that is glorified and sanctified.
Et c'est à travers la vie l'église que en pile l'autre monde qui pas connaît bon Dieu y a venir.
You see, the way you live should be enough to attract people to church.
Il y a un bagage que moi j'aime dire.
Something I like to say.
Action nous parle plus que parole nous.
They say your action speaks louder than your talk.
Et c'est une raison que Jésus-Christ ben nous des conditions pour
that's
nous vivre.
Why Jesus Christ give us certain conditions and standard for us to live.
Parce que lui connaît à travers action nous.
Because he knows by our actions.
Nous capables attirer monde.
You can attract others.
Vers royaume bon Dieu.
To the kingdom of God.
Et c'est ça que nous besoin faire.
That's what we need to do.
Nous besoin appliquer sa parole bon Dieu dit.
We need to apply the word of God in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Moi pas connais combien monde matin.
I don't know how many of us here this morning.
Comment la vie ouille avec bon Dieu.
I don't know how your walk with the Lord is.
Mais moi je voulais encourager au
matin. But I want to encourage you.
Jésus-Christ, c'est source là.
Jesus is that source. You are the tree that needs to be.
Jésus-Christ, parole bon Dieu, c'est élément qui est capable de permettre qu'on grandisse.
The word of God is the element, the food that will allow you to grow stronger in Him.
Et dans tout domaine dans la vie.
In every other aspect in your life.
Jésus-Christ, c'est source là.
Jesus is the source.
Mon qui croit en lui.
Those who believe in Him.
Yo gen la vie.
They will have life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pendant que nous continuons à vivre dans l'amour.
As you continue to dwell in love.
Parce que Jésus-Christ lui partage la vie à travers l'amour.
Jesus share his life through love.
Paul l'a dit, bon Dieu tellement aimé nous, li baye.
The word says God so loves us so much that he gave.
Et c'est à travers gens que nous vivons, nous partageons l'amour avec l'autre monde.
And by the way, you share that love with others.
N'ap capable attirer yo.
That's how you will be able to attract other people into the kingdom.
Bon Dieu béni.
May God bless you today. I'll invite the worship team to come up. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I invite the worship team to come up. Yeah, if you have ears to hear, to listen, hear. How do you say that? If you have ears to hear, listen. Amen, amen, amen to that. Thank you, Pastor Blackwell.